This evening in the processional hymn, Immaculate Mary, in the last verse, we said that we pray for our mother, the church upon earth. I have probably sung those words hundreds, if not thousands of times in my life. But tonight, those words struck me with a gravity with which they have never struck me before. Because our church, as I'm sure my friends you know, is going through a very difficult time. The church in our country, but the church really in many parts of the world, is going through a very difficult time. It was my original intention not to really talk about this tonight, because if you were at Mass with me this past weekend, you know that I talked about my own personal thoughts and feelings about our current situation. If you weren't at Mass with me this weekend, you can find my homily recording on our website. I'm also going to send it out in my email this Friday. So it was my original intent not to speak about this tonight. However, over the course of the day, the things I've seen on social media and the news and all of those places has sort of changed my mind about that and really convicted me that I needed to say something, especially because we know the damage that this news can do. Damage to our faith as people of faith, but also the damage it does to those who live on the periphery of our faith. Not to mention the damage that's done to those who have themselves been abused. Tonight we celebrate the Assumption of Mary. We celebrate the first flowering of the church's faith. When Mary achieved the goal of our humanity, to be body and soul in heaven, the first flowering of the church's faith. But we gather tonight to celebrate this Mass, and we are all too aware of the presence of evil in the church. It's a great mystery why God allows both good and evil to coexist at the same time, even within his church. Think about the parable of the weeds and the wheat. The weeds and the wheat grow up together. And it's only at the harvest time that they will be separated out. So tonight, we look to the Blessed Mother. We look to our Blessed Mother to give us some guidance in our current situation. And there are three aspects of Mary's life that I think will be helpful for us. The first was that first and foremost, Mary was a disciple of her son Jesus. Think about the wedding feast at Cana. What does Mary tell the stewards at the feast? She says, "Do whatever he tells you." She placed her faith so strongly in Jesus, she knew that he would respond in that situation. And that phrase, "do whatever he tells you," is perhaps the simplest explanation of discipleship. To be willing to do what Jesus asks of us. This is what we always have to be, disciples of the Lord Jesus, and disciples who are always growing in their faith. After all, everything, our faith is built on Jesus Christ. He is the Lord and Savior. It's not built on bishops or priests or cardinals, but it's built on Jesus, the firm foundation of our faith. So Mary teaches us that first and foremost, we must be disciples of her son. Secondly, Mary's life teaches us that we have to hold firmly to to our faith. She held firmly to her faith throughout her life, in those difficult moments that certainly came into her life. And Mary held firmly on to her faith, and so must we, because we are seeing all around us what happens when we abandon the faith. When we abandon the teachings of the church on sexual morality, on family life, even on those basic principles of justice for those who have been wronged. And it's a slippery slope. It's a slippery slope that leads to grievous sins, heinous crimes, and cover-ups. We have to always hold firmly to our Catholic faith because we believe it is the truth, because it is founded on Jesus Christ. And lastly, in Mary's life, she was no passive participant. Sometimes we can tend to think of the Blessed Mother as being very passive. We see statues and holy cards of her, and she always has her hands folded, and she just seems to be very serene. But she wasn't a passive participant. She was an active participant in the Lord's work of redemption. She suffered with Jesus on the cross. She would have gladly given her life for us if that had been in God's plan. St. Paul tonight in the second reading called Jesus the new Adam. And throughout Christian history, we have called Mary the new Eve. Adam and Eve, together in the garden, were disobedient to God. But the new Adam and the new Eve, together, work to bring salvation, redemption, grace. Likewise, we cannot be passive participants in our faith and in our church. Those days are over. Lay people have to hold bishops accountable. Lay staff have to do the same. Please don't think that I'm advocating some sort of march on the Catholic Center or something like that. But I'm rather simply advocating that we take an active role because of our baptisms as lay people. Yesterday, I sent an email to our staff reminding them that they have a responsibility to make known anything that they know, anything that is wrong in the church, behaviors that should not be present. It's all of our responsibilities. The Archdiocese has an ethics hotline. There are posters for the ethics hotline telephone number on the bulletin boards. The body of Christ is all of us together, lay, religious, clergy. All of us have to work together for the building up of the kingdom and the working of the church. And yes, church leadership is important. The bishops have an indispensable role to play in the life of the church. I don't deny that. But what I think we need more of is collaboration. Everyone fulfilling their role in the body of Christ. Our Blessed Mother Mary is assumed into heaven today, the first flowering of our humanity, what we are called to be, body and soul in heaven with God. Tonight, let us ask her intercession for our church, the body of Christ here on earth, and for all of us, that we might be faithful disciples of her Son, so that one day we too can be with her and Jesus, body and soul in heaven.